This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For this Saturday's horse show, while I was at the Illinois State Fair, I caught up with Courtney Murphy of Murphy's Mules.
Mule showing season has been very, very good for us. Fairs have worked out very well for us. We've enjoyed our time. As far as the results today, we had the champion horse mule and just did really well. Just happy with the results that we had.
And when I'm looking around at the mule show, I don't see too many. How have mule shows changed over the years since you've been involved with it?
Well, if you'd have been here about an hour and a half ago, we took a whole load home already because we don't have to keep two here for tonight. But in the early 80s and even 90s, there would have been 50 to 75 head of mules here. I believe this year we had it right around 30 to 35. So they have dwindled. But the state fair premiums have also dwindled, and it kind of does keep some competition from Missouri and Kentucky and Tennessee from coming all the way over to Illinois if there isn't as much money as what there once was.
What do you think is the biggest show that you guys travel to once a year?
Well, probably the state fair down at DuQuoin will have the largest mules in Illinois. There'll probably be 60 to 80 head of mules down there. Another fair that has several mules is the Monroe County Fair in Waterloo, Illinois. They'll have anywhere from 25 to 50 head of mules. So, and it's far south enough that some of the guys from Kentucky will travel up, or even central Missouri will come over.
Now, since mules aren't really something you see every day, do you get a lot of people at the fairs walking through, seeing the mules and asking a lot of questions about them?
What's actually funny is they asked us this year if we wanted to move barns. And we have been in these barns, Murphy's Mules have been in these barns since the early to mid-60s. So we said, no, even though our nicer facilities other places on the fair, we chose to stay here just because people come by and see the mule. We want to be seen. We want to give tours. We want to talk to people. Everybody asks, is that a horse? Is that a donkey? Well, you're both half right. It's actually a mule. And we just answer lots of questions. Why do we have mules? Where do mules go? And we just like to promote the breed.
And I do see that earlier today you guys did have a rather young mule here, still with his mom, is that right?
That is correct. That mule's name is Mem, M-E-M, he's born on Memorial Day, that's how I can remember it. Yeah, he's got a full brother here, his name was Kevin, and so he's a two-year-old, and hopefully, and they both actually made it very well. They both have same markings. So yeah, we have two or three mares around there, and we breed several outside mares, try to put it together enough mules to make a good group, good show string.
Now, how many mules or other animals do you guys have at Murphy's Mules?
Well, there are 10 mules, and there are three Belgian mares, and then our stallion or our jack, Ben, and then we also have a stud pony named Midnight.
Now, for mules, does it take certain breeds of horses with certain types of donkeys to get the type of mule that you're looking for, or is it just any mule is the result of any horse and donkey?
Well, that is correct. It takes a female horse and a male donkey to make a mule. This is considered a draft mule show, draft meaning to pull, so we use draft mares. The preferred breed is a Belgian mare. I don't exactly know why, but it's just been that way forever. So we use Belgian mares to get the brown color. If you used a Percheron mare, it would be a black-colored mule. And then use what they call a mammoth donkey, which is a larger male donkey, probably about, ours is roughly 14 hands tall. So he's a pretty good-sized donkey.
That is a pretty good size for a donkey. Have you seen mules that are the result of a different type of draft cross?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you cross a Percheron mare up with a donkey, you're going to get a more probably a black mule. If you cross it with a Clydesdale, you're going to get a little finer boned mule, not quite as drafty. It might have different colored legs, maybe black legs or black mane and tail. And then if you actually reverse the cross, if you take a female donkey, which is a jinny, and cross it up with a male horse or a stallion, you get what is referred to as a henny. And hennies are the exact opposite of what you want. They're not as strong, they're not as big of bones, they aren't draft animals, they resemble more of the donkey instead of the mule, which resembles more of the horse.
All right, I think we're learning a lot here about mules today. What would you say are probably some of the most popular questions you get asked about mules as you're displaying them out at the different fairs?
What do you do with them? What are their names? Where do you live? That's always a big question. How long have you been here? But the big question is, what do you do with them? And what we do with them is we grow, raise, and then break to drive mules. And then we hope to sell them to people that want a pair of mules to take to a parade or to be in a wagon ride of some sort, or even to show an exhibit. And if some mules don't cut out for that, then they'll go to the Amish in Pennsylvania where they will farm with them.
So either way, it seems that the mules get a good use out of them.
That's exactly. I mean, we try to make a market. We try to make something that somebody else really wants. And we try to put a little flash and panache to our mules. And so they look good. You know, they can go from the showroom, but they can also go do a little bit of work.
Now, do you sell your mules when they reach a certain age, or do you keep it mules from certain crosses and then sell others? Or how do you decide which ones to sell?
Whoever comes to buy. No, we have two really good pair of mules that we keep at the farm. And if someone's willing to pay what we're asking for them, then they would be able to go. We always have pairs of mules in different price ranges. Maybe a pair of two-year-old horse mules that haven't quite been broke out to the way we'd like to go out. Maybe they'd be a little bit less money. And then if you, of course, go on up to maybe a $10,000 pair for a good broke, parade broke, safely broke pair of mules.
Now, what is the life expectancy of a mule?
With proper care and nutrition, 30 years old should not be a problem at all. I told a young gentleman today that we had a Belgian mare that came in 1980 to our house, and she spent her whole life on our farm, and she recently just passed away this spring on our farm. She was 34 years old, and she had 22 mule colts for us. So I think that she lived a really long life. So with proper care and nutrition, they'll live as long as, you know, 30 years.
All right, very good. When you're out showing your mules, what would you say is your favorite part of exhibiting, and maybe what your favorite type of class is when you're showing?
Well, there's two types of classes. There's the halter classes and there's the hitch classes. But probably my most favorite activity at the fair is talking to people, hanging out with my family, seeing friends from other states that also exhibit, watching my daughters show mules. They just got involved with it this year, and they're doing a nice job showing and having a good time. And so I think at the end of the day, it's now become more or less a family event, and just hanging out with family and doing the family things. As far as, you know, everybody loves the hitches. Everybody likes to get the harness on and go for a ride and look good and wave to the crowd. So I always enjoy the hitches also.
Now, your daughters make how many generations of Murphys showing mules?
Well, five is the correct one. My grandpa Kenneth didn't exactly quote-unquote show mules, but he did haul mules, clean out stalls. You know, he did all the little things, but he didn't technically show mules. But this is our third generation for sure. My grandpa Kenneth made four, then my great-grandpa Murphy was the fifth, and probably the start of it all.
All right. So hopefully you guys have future generations of Murphys who are eager to get up and going in the mule business.
I hope so. I'm hoping to turn over some of the work to them. There's plenty of work to do, but yes, they really seem to enjoy going to the fair and helping out on the farm, and they're starting to grow into their roles. You know, who's going to do this job, who's going to do that job, and it's really the biggest dilemma we have with who gets to ride on the wagon with Grandpa tonight.
And how do you generally decide who gets to do that? Rock, paper, scissors, flip a coin for it?
All the above, yes. Best two out of three, and last year we basically rock, paper, scissors, and this year I think we decided on the grandma was going to ride. We're going to say, no one's going to ride this year, so no one's feelings get hurt, but they're all going to ride in the back. All the grandkids will.
Well, what do you know? There's always a compromise to be found somewhere. Any final thoughts before we go here?
No, this is our 34th year at the Illinois State Fair, and really enjoy it, and hope to be back next year. And it's thanks for WSMI for showing up today and interviewing us and letting us get a chance to promote our animals and our farm.
My pleasure. Again, that was Courtney Murphy with Murphy's Mules. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.